It's June 10th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Lila Desma, here again for your daily news roundup. Adam's off today. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, CBDCs, the latest headlines, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Interpop, Unique One Network, and Elliptic. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin hit highs above $38,000 on Thursday after the Basel Committee's proposal gave banks a green light to hold the leading cryptocurrency and other digital assets. The top cryptocurrency hit a high of $38,461 during the European hours, extending Wednesday's double-digit rally above $37,500 according to CoinDesk 20 data. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, which sets international banking standards, recommended stricter capital requirements for holding Bitcoin than stocks and bonds. The committee proposed a risk weight of 1,250% for Bitcoin, Ether, and all other cryptocurrencies, excluding stablecoins that are fully backed by reserves. Whilst Basel has categorized Bitcoin as a high-risk asset, Bitcoin's reaction suggests the market was likely expecting worse. Quote, as cryptocurrencies begin to make their way into the traditional financial ecosystem, it is only normal to expect various regulatory bodies to begin to set and then also try to coordinate regulatory initiatives to protect savers and investors, end quote, Dennis Vinokourov, head of research at Synergia Capital, said. Bitcoin is currently trading at $37,472, while Ether is trading at $2,537, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. And now over to related news, here are a few quick headlines we're tracking today. You can find the links to the full stories in the show notes for this episode. After the break, we're back with a look at what US lawmakers and Elizabeth Warren had to say about CBDCs and Bitcoin at Wednesday's Senate Banking Committee hearing. But first, here's what's hot. Bloomberg reports U.S. equity index futures and government bonds steadied before a U.S. inflation report that may provide clues on the monetary policy outlook. Robinhood to kick off a hot IPO summer. Bankers are estimating that IPOs could raise some $40 billion in the coming months, the most ever during a summer stretch. That's from the Wall Street Journal. The Basel Committee proposes banks to set aside capital to cover Bitcoin exposure. CoinDesk's Jamie Crawley reports the world's most influential banking regulator proposed that banks with Bitcoin exposure should set aside capital to cover losses in full. Miners' effort to attract more female workers fall flat. A drive by mining companies to hire more women has stalled, leaving the industry as one of the world's most male-dominated professions and exacerbating a looming recruitment crisis in many key roles. The world's largest meat company by sales pays $11 million in Bitcoin ransomware attack. CoinDesk's Sebastian Sinclair reports JBS Holdings, the world's largest meat company by sales, paid $11 million in its May 30 Bitcoin ransomware attack, attempting to avoid further disruption to its businesses. In Europe, Biden vows to build alliances and democracy. The New York Times reports ahead of meetings with Group of Seven, NATO, European Union leaders, and Vladimir Putin of Russia, President Biden will announce plans to supply 500 million vaccine doses to other countries. Square completes a $100 million investment in underserved communities. CoinDesk Benjamin Powers reports of the remaining $25 million, $5 million was distributed to create the Bitcoin endowment. Stay tuned for after the break when we're looking at what US lawmakers and Elizabeth Warren had to say about CBDCs and Bitcoin at a Senate subcommittee hearing yesterday. We'll be back in a moment.
Meet Interpop, a super team redefining the future of NFTs and fandom. From comics and trading card games to digital collectibles and everything in between, they are building the architecture of an entirely new landscape of fandom using technology built on the Tezos blockchain to drive their vision. Visit HelloInterpop.io to learn more. That's HelloInterpop.io to learn more. There's so many blockchains and NFT marketplaces these days, and none of them work together. Introducing Unique One Network. The easy way to build multi-blockchain, DeFi-enabled NFT marketplaces, where instead of picking your favorite blockchain, you let your users and creators pick for themselves. Powered by Polkadot, Unique One Network lets you service NFT creators and collectors across art, photography, philanthropy, gaming, finance, and more. So, do yourself a favor and head over to uniqueone.network now to learn more. That's uniqueone.network to learn more. Introducing Elliptic, the preferred crypto compliance partner for businesses who want to grow with confidence. The busiest compliance teams rely on Elliptic's rigorous blockchain monitoring solutions to scale up and save money. Protect your customers. Manage your risk. Scale your business. Visit elliptic.co to talk to a crypto compliance expert today. That's Elliptic, ELLIPTIC.co.
Today's featured story was written by CoinDesk's Nick Day. US lawmakers may be warming to a central bank digital currency, also known as a CBDC. But while CBDCs drew some of the attention during Wednesday's Senate Banking Committee hearing, the issues around Bitcoin drew far more attention from the group of lawmakers, led most vocally by Senator Elizabeth Warren. The Subcommittee on Economic Policy, chaired by Warren, is likely going to hold further hearings on the cryptocurrency sector as well, the lawmaker told Bloomberg. The hearing presented one of the sharpest criticisms of Bitcoin from US lawmakers to date, even as smaller countries like El Salvador moved to accept the cryptocurrency as legal tender. Warren's views are likely a preview of how the issue may be discussed in other upcoming hearings, with counterparts in the House of Representatives holding a similar discussion next week. Quote, if you want to send money to somebody else, digital currency can be easier and faster, Warren said as she opened the hearing. But in order for those advantages to be realized, the digital version needs to be secure, stable, and accepted everywhere, she said. In response, MIT Digital Currency Initiative Director Neha Narula pointed out that Bitcoin's value is not stable, pointing to the recent market drop of about 40%. Warren then likened cryptocurrencies to wildcat notes issued in the past. Warren contrasted with Senator Cynthia Lummis, the pro-Bitcoin lawmaker who launched a financial innovation caucus last month. Lummis contrasted nations using Bitcoin, naming El Salvador's recent bill to adopt the cryptocurrency as legal tender, with the US's possible approach. Warren also took aim at Bitcoin and other proof-of-network cryptocurrencies' environmental cost, saying it draws as much energy as the Netherlands and could use as much energy as every other data center on the Earth by the end of the year. Whether Bitcoin indeed uses an excess amount of energy compared to other technologies or monetary systems is hotly debated. All four witnesses, Narula, Columbia Law's Lev Menard, Stanford University's Daryl Duffy, and Digital Dollar Foundation Director Chris Giancarlo, argued that a well-built digital dollar would prove useful to the US. Senator Sherrod Brown, who chairs the full Senate Banking Committee, expressed support for the idea of a Fed-issued CBDC on Wednesday, saying it could complement a no-fee bank account plan he had proposed. Quote, Americans shouldn't have to pay exorbitant fees just to use the money they've already earned. A central bank digital currency can work with these no-fee accounts to make sure working families have access to the payment systems and full participation in our economy, he said. Brown has also recently come out strongly against provisional banking charters granted to crypto-native firms. Arguments in favor of CBDCs varied. Menon said they could allow for large companies to find new ways of storing value. Quote, offering non-defaultable money with no maximum amount would be stabilizing for the US financial system in ways that people haven't thought about, Menon said, adding, it would be very helpful to large companies to be able to hold very, very large cash balances in non-defaultable amounts, and this could crowd out a lot of unsafe and unstable alternative products that those companies use right now. A digital dollar may also help the US keep pace with China, which has been working on both its own blockchain-based services network and a CBDC of its own, the digital yuan. Giancarlo pointed to China's work in arguing that a CBDC would help the dollar maintain its role as a global reserve currency. Quote, it's only a matter of time before China will combine its latest blockchain technology with its new digital currency in its futures markets, he said. His remarks came a day after the full Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, which, if implemented as is, would require the federal government to study the national security implications of the digital renminbi after an amendment sponsored in part by Lummis. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Friday. And just a reminder that Coindesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.